Jason Mackey did a great job covering the Pirates for the Post-Gazette. Now he's writing columns and wrote one the other day about how if this keeps up, what's going to happen to guys like Shelton? Jason, let's just start with that argument between those two. Are the Pirates playing bad baseball? Who's right, Shelton or Joe? And you have to pick one.
Joe. And hello, Andrew.
Hi.
I don't know how you could sit here and say they're not playing bad baseball. Win or lose, they're not winning. And 8 in a row is a loss, or it's a lot of losses. No, they're not playing good baseball right now. And I think that's one reason that I think Shelton rubs some people the wrong way at times is they want him to admit what they can see, and it hasn't been good enough. And I think in his heart of hearts, Shelton knows that. I also understand probably where Shelty's coming from and that he doesn't want to throw his players under the bus. So I don't know.
But he didn't have a problem except Colin Holderman. Yeah, I was going to say Holderman, he can lay under
the bus.
I know that. Honestly, guys, that was one of the only times I've ever heard. Might be the only time.
Why do you
I've
think
ever
that
heard
was?
Him.
Like, there's got to be a hypothesis for why a guy, as you correctly pointed out, never likes to do that. Why, in that one instance, he just backed the bus over him over and over again.
You know what? This is completely me theorizing, Malzi. But
yeah,
like,
I'm not
if he
asking
could do
for
it over
like
again,
hard and fast.
Yeah, no, I don't think he would say that if he could do it over again. I think it's probably a mistake on his part. I think he would probably rather. I mean,
he was like the band Asia.
There,
he was caught in the heat of the moment.
The truthful answer there was, I messed up. I made a bad decision. And why he didn't say that, I don't know. It's probably just, I mean, he's not wrong. Like, Holderman has to make a better pitch. Holderman has to pitch better. Like, all of that stuff's true. He just generally doesn't say it.
So if we are all three of us in agreement here, ultimately with Starkey, that they're not playing good baseball, maybe competitive, but not good, how does this stretch here of play where they have lost all these games and fallen into last place, how do you think it reflects on Shelton with his bosses?
I think it depends on how they come out of it, Chris. Not good would be the answer I'd give you, but I mean, I think everybody in Pittsburgh wants to know, or you're asking the question. I think it's fair. Like, you know, do you do something with Shelton? Is this okay? Is he going to sign off on this? And like, if things are blowing up around him and Shelton's going, no, it's fine. We're playing good baseball. Nothing's wrong here. Like, I think his bosses are going to take that in a very bad way, and they're not going to be happy with it. Like, I guarantee you, the people that sign Shelton's checks are not like thrilled with the baseball they're playing. I can't imagine that people there are happy with it. I understand why Shelty's going to say what he says on the radio show and whatever. I'm talking about private conversations. So, like, I mean, there's a lot of belief in Derek Shelton. I've said this with you guys. I've said this with anybody that, like, they really like him. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to get him out of there. But, like, if this all goes to hell and Shelty's sitting there saying everything's fine, we're playing good baseball, we're competitive, like, I don't think that's going to I don't think that's going to play. But, again, we just don't know. We need to see how they respond, how they finish the season before any of that can be truly effective.
How much do you think the new contract he signed with the team would factor into their decision-making at the end of the year?
I don't. I don't think that's would factor in one bit, Andrew. I mean, Nutting paid, I think, what, $18 million or something like that to get rid of the guys before, you know, because he didn't like the direction they were going. 1 year of Derek Shelton, I don't think it would be it. Now, again, like I said,
is it 1 year?
I'm not saying that. I'm not reporting it as fact, but that's the understanding with which I operate most times. That, like, 1 year, after next year, is the general thing that I think I understand to be true. Again, I'm not reporting that as fact. Please don't quote tweet me saying Jason Mackey said this. It's just how I tend to operate.
Why do you feel like you have to put that warning out there?
What do you mean?
The one about you not quote tweet him not quote tweeting it, Jason. You don't have to answer that one.
Quote tweet something, and I'll get slammed for it, and then I'll get a phone call from some. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yes, we do. I have a question that we haven't even broached about this in any of our discussions today on the air about the Pirates, and that's this. You said it's how they come out of this losing streak. Let's say this losing streak, though, continues to grow and by 5 more games, God forbid. But let's say it just drops them way out of the race, so they're not even in it. They can't say they're in it. What happens with Paul Skeens then?
I think they shut him down. I do. I've said this before that I think they want to keep him pitching. They want to stay competitive, and they don't want to have to shut him down. But I think in your hypothetical, Chris, like if this gets really bad.
If they lose 5 more games and they're 56 and 67, which would encompass one more of his starts, you're telling me at that point they might well pull
him? No. No, I don't.
Shut him down if they were out of it? Like, how far into September?
Two weeks left. Okay. 3 weeks okay. left. Okay. Like, I think it's one of those, if you know, you know.
But they're not going to manipulate it so he loses the rookie of the year.
The reason I ask is if he pitches well and pitches till 2 weeks are left in the season and he's good, he's going to finish top two in rookie of the year. But I think, like, it has to come into people's minds, maybe, not, I'm just saying among fans, that if they pulled the plug early on him and he had one or two more so-so starts between now and that point, he might fall out of the top two of the rookie of the year, which would then nullify that gained year of service time.
No, I you know how I said earlier about operating, you know, Shelton, the extension 1 year, whatever. Like, there's a general thought, I think, around the team that, like, he's going to win rookie of the year. Like, they're not worried about his service time is the point I'm trying
okay.
to make.
All right.
Like, they're not going to do anything. Only reason they'd pull the plug, Chris, honestly, and I think, it wouldn't be a good outcome, but, I mean, it would be over volume of innings. And if you just said, man, this stinks, we're out of it, would rather preserve his arm. That's the decision I'm talking about. You wouldn't okay. make that until about 2 weeks left.
I have a list of Pirates, and I want you to tell me if you think they'll be on the opening day roster in 2025.
All right, let's do it.
Henry Davis.
No.
Andrew McCutchen.
Yes.
Aroldis Chapman.
No.
David Bednar.
Yes.
Rowdy Tellez.
No.
Key Brian Hayes.
Yes.
Malzi, am I forgetting anybody?
Jack Sawinski.
Sawinski's a good one.
No.
All right.
Is Joey Bart the Pirates' opening day catcher next year?
I think so.